Hey everyone, this campaign is brought to you by Psychic Dolphin Garage. If you'd like to support us and our larger efforts to build a leftist community through tabletop role-playing games, head on over to patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage. And now, back to the show. Virus.
There's a soft ding, like an even softer ding than before, like, as it reaches the top floor. And immediately as the door opens, there's this giant, beautiful, warm mahogany double door with like brass handles that have like the nicest little patina on it. Everything's very kind of shabby chic looking though. Mm-hmm. There's like potted plants all over, like bonsai. It's beautiful looking. You can tell that these are real, especially sure. You, Trask. You're very aware that these are real plants, just like yourself.
I've never been more turned on than this moment.
On the door, it says CEO in a brass plaque.
Is there like a secretary or, you know, someone like out in the front area?
No.
Okay.
I am going to ask, does anyone want to be invisible?
I can go invisible.
I can make up one person invisible.
Does that include you?
Yes.
Do you also have bent prism?
I do have bent prism.
Okay, yeah. We both have bent prism.
Though. Yeah.
All right. Y'all are built for this right now.
My bent prism's downside is that I teleport somewhere spontaneously. So let's just be careful about that.
Yeah. How long does the effect last for? Is it kind of in perpetuity or?
If in combat, it says D6 rounds.
Okay.
Or until you get hurt.
Well, all right then. Because if it's all shabby chic, what I'm wondering is if I were to throw a grenade at the door, since it's on the other side, if I was to throw a grenade and have it explode, that then maybe we could just go under the door and out the other way, or it would break the door. That's my...
Alternatively, is the door just unlocked?
Could just check that.
Sure, yeah, yeah. I was just wondering about security measures of touching the door.
The two of y'all could pretend to have me captive as you bring me into the CEO.
Hey, you know, I do want to meet the CEO.
There's the alternative that everyone already knows what we're doing in this entire film.
Yeah, I feel like Benny might have relayed some information. Yeah. Son of a bitch. So, yeah, is there a way that we can observe the door and figure out if there's any, like, tripwire or...
You can go ahead and roll knowledge for me.
Okay, that is... Can someone else roll knowledge that's not at a -3?
Yeah. I can roll knowledge at a -3.
Cool. What, Skitch?
I have
Skitch is your smarty.
I have not a -, but I did not roll good on that one, I gotta say.
I actually have a -, but I rolled really well. I rolled an 18 minus 3 for 15.
Okay.
Yeah. From your observation, it looks like a normal. There doesn't seem to be any sort of tripwires or anything going on. There are cameras in the room.
Hi, Benny. Hi, I'm waving.
I'm putting my mirror shades on.
Waving to Benny at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend that this hides my identity.
I'm going to try and push and pull the doors just to make sure.
They swing both ways.
Do we all want to walk in? That sound like a good plan?
Is there any like sound we can hear coming from inside the doors?
You can hear, like the soft like bubbling of water. Like
I can probably throw a grenade in through the other side of the door and then keep the door shut, and then we just kind of wait and see what happens to it. If we're worried about,
maybe we play it cool and we just try to walk in and converse with whoever's behind them.
Sure.
I don't know.
So you all sort of play it casual. You walk in. It is a beautiful room. It is something that you've heard of like in storybooks or something. Like this is clearly something for someone who lives in the hills. And for those of you that don't know, the hills in Cyborg are the place where the bourgeoisie do live.
The burger bourgeoisie.
The walls are like an immaculate sort of creamy white, and there are trees lining everything. It's a bit like a cat cafe in the way that everything is sort of round and soft, and there's just like green lush plants everywhere. That babbling water that you heard is actually, you can't really tell if it's the tea kettle on her desk or if it's the water feature that runs all the way through the entirety of the office. And everything smells of jasmine. It's beautiful. Jennifer is at her desk. Her back is to you, this like very big plush pink chair. And the water from her kettle goes off. She said, oh, I wasn't expecting company. And she turns around, and there she is, looking just as beautiful as she has ever before. Her, you know, her golden locks sort of just laying very softly on her shoulders.
Yeah, slay.
Slay queen.
Boof.
Slay queen. Must slay the queen.
And then she's like, there we go.
I like that transition point. Good.
Like, okay, so listen, I understand why you all are here, and I'm willing to do some negotiating.
That is wonderful. So
must slay the queen, eat the queen, become the queen.
That is our first offer. That's what we're going to call an opening line of negotiation.
I said it quietly.
I did hear that. That won't be necessary. I'm very willing to hear what you all have to say, and I will have an offer.
I'm pointing to Boof. Like, so you're open to that as being something you're willing to work on or work with?
I'm going to take it into consideration, and I've considered it. No, I don't want to die, but hear me out. How does a raise to 7.5 creds a day and a day and a half of vacation sound?
So that would mean that then we only eat part of you, right?
No. I will still be your CEO for eternity.
Oh, well, then no. Then the raising, just a raise doesn't work, because that's like damage control on what happens to you. You see what I'm getting at here? It's not the raise is kind of like the main issue point. We got to think in a larger pot, so to speak.
Now, I hear you. I see you. I love you, because we're all a family here. How about, now hear me out, this is wild, but I think you all are going to go for it. Every Friday, pizza day.
I can't have pizza. I can only have raw meat.
I can only drink water.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is not really working for me.
Well, this works out for Skitch.
Skitch, how appealing is the concept of a pizza party?
Wait, Skitch, aren't you here to rescue your lady love or something? Yeah,
while not a negative offer, Skitch just goes, I want Miranda.
Oh, well, she's fine, you know, and we'll cover the costs of her medical.
All right, first line of communication or line of negotiation. Can you open up a channel to talk to security down there with Benny? We know Benny. Benny's been our man, our individual on the inside, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So can we talk to Benny?
Yeah, he's in our pocket.
Uh-huh. As we all know that, you know, using the improper pronouns is illegal now. So thank you for correcting yourself.
Listen, I may have electrocuted an individual to death earlier, but I will not try and misgender someone. There are lines that we don't cross in this. And I just want to, you know, applaud you while we're talking about faults and also features. Like, that element of the work environment has been remarkably rewarding. So
I think she said it was illegal to correctly gender somebody.
I don't remember what I said at this point.
Okay, well, it's a high stress situation, so I understand the sales.
I am shaking right now. That's why I made this chamomile tea for myself.
Wonderful, great. Again, I cannot take that, otherwise I will suffer damage. So I just need you to go ahead and call Benny. Or call down into the basement where we know Benny and Miranda are, and let's just have that be the first gesture of goodwill. Does that sound like a good way to proceed, Miss Hales?
You know what? That sounds lovely. Let's go ahead and Benny. She claps her hands.
We don't need Benny up here, do we?
No. A Minority Report. A screen sort of shows up out of nowhere, and there is Benny sort of kicking Miranda's teeth in.
Okay. Well, see, Miss Hales, you were already lying about how Miranda's doing, so that makes negotiating with you very hard. Now, there is a way to rectify this.
She's breathing.
Miss Hales, again, there's a way to rectify this, and it's simple. Have one of your people kill Benny in front of the camera for us.
You know, I cannot do that.
Oh, so now we're in favor of worker stability and keeping workers alive in the stressful situation. Interesting where we draw the lines here.
Well, yes, because they're indispensable. My security detail?
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, see, I mean, that's going to start raising some issues.
I understand. Again, high stress situation. I'm here with you on that. You have to believe me. I have been drinking so much chamomile tea since I heard your little whisper network had these strikes.
It's been 2 hours. I'm running out of meat.
Yeah, I mean, there is a bit of a ticking clock situation that we also have going on. So, again, you can either kill Benny or you can kill Benny and then we can have Boof eat Benny. So it's still indispensable.
Benny looks like a robot.
You know what? How about we table this conversation for another day when things are a little less stressful? Yeah. I have some meetings to go to. So... I'm gonna head on out of here.
No.
It was lovely seeing
the rifle moves with the grenade launcher. I don't think that's amenable. We all know how this situation is gonna probably unfold. We all know that we're probably not gonna be getting out of it. Maybe Skitch will, because Skitch and Miranda need to go start their weird nuclear family dynamic with a hentai encyclopedia, which fascinating things, which I have to say. But Ms. Hales, the situation for your own self-preservation seems to just be, simply put, agree to anything and everything right now, and then maybe renege later. But you should probably, in your own best interest, agree to any and all demands and action whatever is available to you to action right now.
You know, I didn't become CEO of this company just because I inherited it from my father after I murdered him, which is fully legal for the rich to do.
Are you my father? Did I inherit this company from you?
I am your mother, but...
Okay, cool. So then I'm going to eat you and become you.
Yep, I'm backing away. I'm going to let Boof do his thing.
This is the greatest idea I've ever had.
Boof, go ahead and... Are you actually going to attack her?
Oh, no, I'm trying to scare her. Oh,
okay. She's not budging. You can roll presence, though. We'll see.
All right, cool. That is a 23 with a natural 20.
You know what, folks? Today has been a little too stressful for me, and you all are making me, I'll admit it, a little worried. I'm going to go ahead and take a power nap. I'll see you all later.
I want to correct. That is not a 20. That is a 5. That is a 2, not a 20.
Oh, never mind. I am not stressed at all. This is I got an ayahuasca trip to get to, so I'm going to go ahead and head on to my little helicopter.
Very big difference in terms of relative scariness. I apologize for the misrepresentation.
All right, I start to shoot at her.
Yeah, I'll shoot her too.
Okay.
Oh, actually, right. I'm gonna psychic her.
Let's resolve the shooting first. Is it auto fire or
yeah,
is it
auto fire? Because then it's a DR11 for me.
Okay.
And that is going to be a 13 plus. 15
total. Okay, so as you begin to shoot her, the bullets do hit her body, but a few of the bullets actually get knocked out of the way from her arm. It seems as though her oversized sweater that is made out of granny squares has a mind of its own, and it flicks away some of the bullets.
Shit.
Ow. Oh my god, that really did kind of hurt. Oh, that is going to smart. I might have to go ahead and pull my card back.
I'm going to psychic her.
That might actually work. Go ahead. I don't know how that is.
I'm not actually psychicking her. I'm using a nano. And very specifically, I'm going to heal. I'm going to do it so it heals one of us, even though we don't really need it right now. Because I am going to be doing a life tap, one to heal and one to hurt.
Okay.
So she has to make a presence test. Oh, no, okay. Sorry. Never mind. The healing has to make a presence test.
Okay.
So I'll heal myself, that it doesn't, nothing bad happens if I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I will heal myself, and I get a 17 on the actual thing to use the nano, so I think that does work.
Okay, yep, that totally worked.
So she is dealt 6 psychic damage, or blood damage. So blood and oil pulls out of her body.
Yeah, so as you heal yourself, her sweater kind of goes berserk. The one that just saved her life, the threads and fibers actually begin to dig into her skin, and you see blood begin to pool into the fibers. This beautiful creamy color that it once was is now a deep dark red, and she begins howling in pain and screaming as she falls to the floor and begins writhing.
Oh no, the CEO!
Skitch, you want to use your too many knives or something?
How does she look as far as like damage-wise?
She looks dead, but her sweater is just moving.
Oh, is there like a door to the helipad from this office?
Yes, it's like one of those Japanese style like paper doors.
I'm going to head towards there while keeping an eye on her. I'm going to have my knives up, but I'm not going to throw any of them.
Okay, as you pass by her body, it picks itself up off the floor and begins to move very hauntingly as the sweater itself has now sort of integrated itself into her nervous system is beginning to control this corpse.
Of course.
Guys, this was not the ideal situation.
It was the haunted yarn the entire time.
Uh-huh.
The cyber yarn.
He remarks, it's like, I'm not dead, but I'm not alive anymore.
So
can I still eat you?
You can try. And as she's speaking, blood and oil is spewing out of her mouth, and her eyes begin to like sort of get like overtaken by threads of yarn.
Okay.
I mean, like, I could throw knives at her, but it seems like they would just get deflected.
I mean, better than nothing.
Well, but also, like, it wouldn't kill the sweater, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, does somebody have electricity, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, I got subdermal shockers.
That feels like it'd be good against...
like, them. Overload the whatever the sweater.
I'll let you potentially try that out.
I mean, it is something of where all I do is just, like, I have to land on them.
I'll have you roll agility to sort of dodge any sort of weird, like, yarn kung fu that she has available to her now.
Okay, that's a 9.
As you try to get close to her, she bats you away, and you're pushed back quite far down to your ass. She's like, again, you're gonna have to try a little bit harder this time around. I'm a little bit more capable than I was just 5 minutes ago. It's gotta be that chamomile tea. More blood and other things are just like, spitting out of her mouth as she speaks.
Just to ask a quick metagame question, is this Psy Rage now, or is this the sweater having taken control?
The sweater's taking control of her body.
Sorry, just main reason being is that I know with Psy Rage, like, you can't negotiate with it. So I just wanted to know if this was like very polite Psy Rage, basically.
No, she went from being human to what we would now consider like bionic or an android.
Okay.
Or less. Very similar to being nano-infested.
Love this. It's a good world. Okay, Skitch, any thoughts about what to do?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll throw one of the knives at her.
You know what? I'll go ahead and just go ahead and roll for it. That's agility, isn't it? Because the thrown weapon?
Yeah, melee.
Shit. 4.
One of the knives sort of like grazes off of her as if it was now made of Kevlar. Just like,
I do get 2 attacks.
Okay, go for it. Go for the second one.
Yeah, that's the perk of the way too many knives.
5.
Man.
She's like,
need more knives.
Oh, God.
I mean, that I really have more, but I can't throw them on this turn.
Okay. She's like, you really all have been quite a nuisance today. I just really don't know what I'm going to do with you all. Skit, she heads up to you and she raises her arm. It's still in the sweater. Very Ariana Grande, sort of like it's too big to... it covers up her hand and she... Mm-hmm. Backhands you, and you are gonna go. It's just regular melee damage. It's not anything too painful, but she misses.
Oh, thank God!
It hit, but it's not gonna really do much damage.
Skin, go invisible, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna go invisible. So what? Using a nano, I have to roll to see if it even works, right?
It's presence DR12 usually.
Yeah.
Unless you're on drugs.
Not on drugs, and it does not work.
So as she hits you, you blink, and she's like, could you go? And then you blink back, and you're like, there you are.
God damn.
You try to hide.
Okay. Yeah, I also take what?
Because it's a failure.
I take damage.
I think it's D2.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and flip a coin.
1, okay.
How much HP do you got?
7.
Okay, you're good.
1, and I'm done.
It's very possible to have a character with 1 HP.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oops. I fucked up so bad I killed myself. Okay, who wants to sort of jump into this fray at this moment?
I will go next because I am going to attempt to use this to heal. I'm going to do the same thing I just did. Mm-hmm. So again, my chance, every time I use my nanos, the chance of failure goes, the plus the risk of fumbling goes up.
Is fumbling, so now
when
fumble
when
would be
have
a 2.
The bad side effect, yeah. So 1 or 2.
Go for it.
Yeah, so now if I do this, I will attempt to, if I roll a 2, I will attempt to bite you.
Okay,
so, go for it. We don't want that.
Wait, bite who?
Any of you, whoever's closest to me.
Which actually would be her, because
we've
been flung away.
It would also be, if you're up right here, Skitch is also right next to her. So
yeah, this would be a 50-50 chance.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought Skitch got hit across the room like me.
So that is barely a pass. That is a 13. Okay. Oh, plus 3. So I get it. And then Stitch, I need you to roll a presence to see if you get healed.
Okay.
Don't fuck up.
2.
Okay, so you do not get any of the 4 healing that would come, and she takes 4 damage.
Okay, that hit her pretty hard, and she falls back down to the ground. The sweater around her sort of, like, begins to cocoon around her, sort of, like, weaving close. She's like,
This really hurts. I was just trying to be the very best CEO. I just wanted to make sure that you were all okay, that we were a big family here. I offered pizza.
And as she's sort of writhing around, her body's moving a little bit more slowly as she just says, like it sort of echoes through.
It was pizza. Pizza fries.
Pizza can't solve everything.
And she dies.
So okay. I just stole all her blood. I just have a bag of her blood because I wasn't able to infuse it into fucking Stitch. Hey guys, what do I? And I just start drinking it.
Yeah, it's like a smoothie for you.
Looks like meat's back on the menu.
Just to clarify, Boof and Skitch, do we need to pose her in any way? Because like we've been running what I definitely now feel like our ops the entire time with everyone else that we've killed. So
I think I'm the CEO now, guys.
Boof, I want you to go ahead and roll intelligence for me.
Is that knowledge?
Yeah, knowledge. That's what I mean. Knowledge.
Good luck. Boop has a -3 to that. That's actually not that awful. That is with the -3, a 12.
Okay, so you notice that on her desk, there is just a dainty little computer, just a very classic looking computer. And there's a little tiny red LED at the top sort of blipping off on and off. And you all can go over there and check that out to see what's going on. This little tiny computer that she has, this antique.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So as you head over to the desk, making your way across the water feature that...
Walking fast.
Making your way across the water feature that runs through here. The screen does have a bunch of different like Excel spreadsheets and shit like that open up.
Oh God, it's nerd shit.
There is a message to the Central Police Authority to arrive at noon, and it is currently 11:30.
Okay.
Go ahead and cancel that. I don't know how.
Like a couple little
rain check.
Yeah, rain check.
Use her blood.
Remind me in 1 hour.
I'm going to hit snooze.
Yeah, you go ahead and cancel.
Actually, Dennis, since I'm all the way across the room, could Boof and Skitch be doing that, and could I just be in the water feature because it's water?
Yeah, you can go ahead and just relax in the water feature.
Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to soak up as much water as I possibly can.
Soak it up.
Hey, plant band.
And,
Tom Brady.
I've never felt more alive.
There's like a little control panel that's on the screen, and you can see that it has a bunch of different security features on it that include like things like fire alarms and fire sprinklers and things like that. Oh, and then elevator access.
Oh, we should definitely fire alarm or fire sprinkler the downstairs so we can use it.
Yeah. Shocking if that hadn't already occurred.
I will never say no to incorporating more water into any situation.
You also can open up the locked doors, so if there's still anyone downstairs, they can escape.
Can we check cameras? Can we see cameras up here?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Is Benny on the camera? Because I'd like to tell him that I'm the new CEO.
Can we look at the basement wall?
Yeah, go for it. You open up the camera to Benny.
Meet Jennifer. Bag of blood.
No, yeah, we just hold up her dead body in front of the camera and just like
I'm
move
like
her.
Benny, I'm the new CEO or CEO.
Go ahead and roll presence for me.
Hell yeah,
I'll give you advantage on this one.
Don't need it. Well, I'll check if I get a 20 because I rolled a 19 and a 1, so 19 okay. Plus 3, so 22.
They look at the bag of blood and they look at they look at Jennifer's lifeless body and they look at you, Boo, and they're like, well,
she called me, she said she was my mother.
I mean, I'm only here because like I worked for her dad and then she killed her dad and that's how she became CEO.
Boof killed her, so now Boof is the CEO.
I guess this does mean I work for you.
Fired.
Aren't you glad we developed this working relationship, Benny? Before, it's just been a big day, but this is why it's important to try and remain civil while talking to each other, person to person.
You're right, I guess.
By definition, because we're the boss, yes.
Do you need me to do anything?
Heal up Miranda?
Benny looks like...
Yeah, stop hitting her.
Yeah, we think she might be Carl's Jr. Marxist, and so we need to try and talk to her.
Okay, so Benny looks a little reluctant, and they just like look back at Miranda, and they're like, I guess.
No, show us Miranda, Benny. We need a proof of life on Miranda first before we...
I mean, sure, they step out of the way to show Miranda on like in the background. Miranda looks pretty worse for wear, but you could see little bubbles in the pool of blood that's streaming out of her mouth.
Jesus Christ.
All right, and we're going to have to fill out an HR complaint about this, Benny.
Well, damn.
I don't know what HR stands for, but we have to fill it out.
Humane resources.
Let's head to the elevator and go to the basement.
Hell yeah.
You all can stream into the basement floor now pretty easily.
I just want to, wait, while I'm up there, I don't know how computers work, but I know that this company that I apparently am now CEO of, I'm probably not going to be CEO of that long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of feeling a dissolving it ASAP kind of thing and maybe doing some light embezzlement. Getting out is good, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to transfer assets while we're up here or do anything like that?
Yes, if you have the computer skill to do
it. I do not. Never mind. Let's move on.
We've moved dead bodies around.
Yeah, I'm going to plant some evidence.
Now we are working on embezzling funds to offshore ideas. This is all really feeling like a continued op. By the person who's now the CEO of the company. Uh-huh.
Are we the baddies?
Well, actually, I don't think we are.
I don't think the baddies ever think that they're the baddies, unfortunately, is the problem. Let's go try and solve Miranda.
Yes.
As you unlocked everything, you're able to get down to the bottom floor fairly easily. And there's Benny with a bunch of the other Pinkytons, just sort of like, all right, bosses, there's Miranda for you.
By the way, what do y'all feel about the concept of getting raises or collective bargaining amongst yourselves for higher wages for y'all?
I mean, that sounds great. We are enslaved, so getting some sort of payment would be nice.
Okay.
Am I able to unenslave them?
Well, hold on. We have a slave army.
Let's not get crazy.
Let's not give the Pinkytons free will just yet.
There is a stipulation to our enslavement. If we do get freedom, we do die.
Wow, that sucks. Okay, what if I enslaved you so that your entire service was to go to the Cayman Islands and party?
That could work. As long as you said that we're not getting paid to do it, that's fine.
Oh, you can't take any wage whatsoever.
As your master, as the CEO, I demand that you, without taking a salary, go to the Cayman Islands and party for the rest of your lives.
Okay, we'll try. You know this, that leaving Psy is one of the most difficult things to do. There is basically no ways in or out.
Them all
so they all they're gone.
Oh fuck, I killed them all.
So we will resolve that soon.
Am I a mass murderer?
Yes, Boof. Yes.
I'm gonna rush over to Miranda and then try to heal her.
Okay. Well, we could use the med pack.
Yeah, I'll use mine.
Okay. She's stabilized. She's she's received pretty grave injuries, but she's stabilized. She's not going to die. She weakly looks up at you, Skitch, and she said, oh, thanks. I really appreciate it.
We brought your boyfriend.
I nudge Ooh. Benny. Yeah, they're going to try and have 2.5 kids. It's crazy. So what are you doing after this?
Oh, I'm going to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, you're part of the enslaved?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, Benny. We need you to stick around. We know you. You know us. How are we going to maintain the working relationship?
Here, I'm really sorry. I do have to leave.
I can give you new orders.
I would maybe appreciate that.
I ordered you not to do whatever I had. I ordered you not to go to the Cayman Islands and instead wait for my next order.
Okay.
Can you order Benny to just be a member of our little group? Go with the flow?
Plant Man's in charge of you from now on to the rest of your existence.
All right. I don't. Okay. I'm not sure. Plant with a gun giving orders to maybe robot? Where we leave off on that, Benny? Are you a robot or are you a human?
I think I was human at some point in my life.
You just contain multitudes, Benny.
Yeah, there's more than one bomb inside of me.
Oh, what? Well, that's cool. That's good to know. And who can control that?
The CEO, whoever is.
See, I thought that I had control of you. So the correct answer would be
no. There's literally a button there's literally a button that someone can push, and I will explode twice.
Wow. Okay.
They call them the Tesla models. I'm not sure.
Cool. Again, you are a wealth of information.
Unfortunately, I'm now indebted to you, so yes, I do have to help you out.
If we can get over the explicit details. Mentioning of this particular dynamic, I feel like it would be much more healthy for everyone involved.
I mean, I'll do my best.
Thank you. That's all I ask. So let's go find that button, so that way then we can
kill him?
Well, no, I was going to say, so we can try and disable it, so that way then, you know, we can just have Benny around and not worry about someone randomly blowing Benny up instead.
I pick up Miranda and I'm like, I don't know what y'all are doing, but maybe we should leave.
Like, we gotta go up to the helicopter?
Yeah. So I own the company, I guess.
Yeah, Miranda, did you want to try and negotiate new contracts with the CEO?
I want to point out, I'm an idiot. I'm a great person for you to be negotiating with.
She looks at you and just like, just tell Benny to get out of here for a second.
Benny, get out of here for a second.
Okay, no problem. Benny goes ahead and steps out from the room that you're all in. She looks at you all. She's like, you don't own the company. There's a board of directors. It just goes to the next person.
We should definitely eat their blood, too.
We need to get out of here right now. It might be best just to leave Benny here and then, you know, he can take care of it.
I could tell him back to the Cayman Island again.
Yeah, it's just best if we leave right now.
Sure, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Let's go get the helicopter.
As we're about to leave in the helicopter, I'm going to be like, hey, Benny?
Yes.
We've decided on something.
Uh-huh.
We need you to wait for the police to show up, if they do show up, and then blow yourself up in the bottom lobby.
And inform them that this is the orders of the company.
Mm.
That you, as a representative of the company, are doing an action, and you're doing it with the explicit consent and approval, if not direct order from the company.
Okay. My life's been very tortured, but...
I know. Sweet release, Benny.
Okay, I guess I'll see you all on the other side.
Yeah.
They wave as you all are flying away in this pink helicopter.
So, guys, I think we have defeated the PSYOP.
I think you are the PSYOP. Like, if I'm being completely honest with you about this. Or maybe Miranda is the PSYOP. Miranda, are you the PSYOP?
No.
I thought the PSYOP was the guy that was a Gonzalo Galigui. A Karxist Jekka.
Oh, maybe he was.
Maybe the real PSYOPs were the friends we made along the way.
But Miranda,
can I just go to the hospital? She weakly says as this helicopter is being flown away.
Slap another med pack on her. She'll be fine.
Wait, yeah, Miranda, can you explain to us what's going on in general?
I don't know anymore. I just was trying to protest. Apparently Jennifer's dead. I don't know how this is going to work.
Well, why would they capture you?
Because I was leaving the protest, I guess.
Did they ask you any questions? Did they try to get any info from
you? They wanted to know who else was participating in the protest.
Also, who's flying the helicopter right now?
It's on autopilot.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a problem. Where's the helicopter flying to?
We'll find out another day.
God damn it.
So, as you all fly into the not sunset, because it's only noon, you all were able to do this before lunch. Wonderful for all of
Hell
you.
Yeah.
The helicopter flies its way to Jennifer's home in the hills, where you all are kind of just sort of stuck there for the moment. You can go ahead and trash the place if you'd like, but there is, weirdly enough, no security detail around her home to stop you, because there's actually only security on the outside of the hills, not the inside. But you all spend the day there, and Miranda heals up, informs you that, unfortunately, it sounds as though there was someone, a mole, in the Whisper Chat who let Jennifer know ahead of time and let Benny know. As the police arrive at the Silktex Corporation, Benny's there to greet them, and as soon as they shake their hand, they explode twice.
Did he give the speech about how this is officially like endorsed? Yes. Good.
And the building falls down. Thankfully, all of the other Silktex employees had escaped, so everyone is fine, except for the dead secretaries and some CRO members.
Fuck the CRO members.
Well, interestingly enough, a couple days have passed. You're still hanging out in Jennifer's swanky mansion. The TV turns on. The news pops on. The anchor is just sort of sitting there looking very, very anchorish. And they say, well, investigations continue on explosion at the Silktex factory. Unfortunately, we do not know what has happened and what is to become. However, we do now understand that only the truest and most glorious teachings of Karxism, Lipovism, Mingism, Intersias, Gonzales Tendency, and the highest stage of Mingism is the only truth, and the killing of the workers and the homeless will begin soon.
Motherfucker.
The drums of material that were still salvaged from the building were usable for clothing, and that clothing was bought up by rich college kids.
Hell yeah.
And their parents, who are actually the ones who are most interested in Rod Gonzalez's truest form of communism, according to their followers. And
of course,
they are now beginning a widespread genocide of anyone who isn't a rich college kid.
God damn it. Victory. Yay.
So when I left the things about them being fascists, I was actually just being correct.
Or helping them.
Uh-huh. Or helping. Well, you know, who's to say? You know, I've never personally talked to someone who's a Sendero, but who's to say? And that, my friends, is our Labor Day episode. Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to listen for all of our other wonderful episodes coming out in the pipeline. Also, we have a bunch of other really good episodes that you can check out if this is your first one, which is a weird one to start with because Cyborg is a very weird game.
I want to remind you, in the immortal actions of the always correct Boof Dulac, spelled differently every time, consume the rich's blood, briefly become them, and then destroy their stuff.
Yeah. Maybe you are one of the members of the CRO. And you
just don't know it.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll stop this week's episode of Psychic Dolphin Garage's PDG RPG. Come back next week for another fantastic campaign episode. Until next time.